In the wake of a frontal passage, clouds will be on the decrease today, and it'll be breezy with southwest winds coming down the mountain, so it'll likely be a bit warmer than the model guidance is picking up, at least in the Hudson Valley and Capital District region. Temperatures should be in the 70s to low 80s for our Labor Day. Now another cold front will approach the region tonight, and with the southwesterly flow persisting, it'll likely be a bit milder than it's been the last few nights. Now that front will eventually move through on Tuesday with the threat for some showers and thunderstorms, and with quite a bit of moisture in the atmosphere to work with, any storms that do form up will be able to put down some blistering rainfall, which may lead to some urban and poor drainage flooding or ponding on the roads. Now, the front looks like it may slow down or even stall out over or just to the east of the area, which should bring us some more periods of rain as we head on into the middle part of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of far eastern Illinois, north central Indiana, northwest Ohio, and far southern lower Michigan. There's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms outside of the enhanced risk area from the mid-Mississippi Valley northeastward into the lower Great Lakes, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms outside of the slight risk area from southeast Kansas and far northeast Oklahoma northeastward into the lower Great Lakes and northeast, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southern and central Arizona. Severe thunderstorms are likely across the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley region, perhaps as far southwest as southeast Kansas this afternoon and evening, and additional strong storms may impact the higher terrain and lower deserts of central and southern Arizona. Taking a look at tropical developments from the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida, keeping close track on Hurricane Irma. A hurricane watch is in effect for Antigua, Barbuda, Anguilla, Montserrat, St. Kitts and Nevis, Saba, St. Eustatius and St. Martin, and St. Bartholomew as well. A hurricane watch means hurricane conditions are possible within the watch area. A watch is typically issued 48 hours before the anticipated first occurrence of tropical storm force winds, conditions that make outside preparations difficult or dangerous. Interest in the remainder of the Leeward Islands, the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic should monitor the progress of Irma. Additional hurricane and tropical storm watches and warnings will likely be required for portions of this area later this afternoon. As of 8 o'clock this morning, the eye of Hurricane Irma was located near latitude 16.8 north and longitude 52.6 west. Irma is moving toward the west-southwest near 14 miles an hour. A turn toward the west is expected later today, followed by a west-northwestward turn late tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Irma will be close to the Leeward Islands through Tuesday and then near the northern Leeward Islands Tuesday night. Data from the NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 120 miles an hour. That's 195 kilometers per hour with some higher gusts. Irma is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale, and additional strengthening is forecast through tomorrow night. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 30 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 140 miles from the center. The latest minimum central pressure estimated from data received by the reconnaissance aircraft is 947 millibars. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the low 80s. Windy, too, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny, a high near 80 degrees. Winds also out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. And very windy in Buffalo, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 70s. Southwest winds near 25 miles an hour could gust up over 40 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 77 degrees. Normal minimum temperature is 56 degrees. Sunrise and sunset data for today, September the 4th. Sunrise was at 6:23 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:24 p.m. And for tomorrow, sunrise at 6:24 a.m., sunset at 7:22 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny and warmer today with a high near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and a mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, warmer today with lots of sunshine, highs in the low 80s. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny and warmer today, highs in the upper 70s tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the lower 60s, and winds could gust up over 25 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, including Middletown, the Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny and warmer today with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the low 80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the mid-60s, and winds could gust up near 25 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the low and mid-70s. Showers likely Wednesday, highs will be in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, each day with a chance of showers. Saturday and Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees Saturday, upper 60s to mid-70s Sunday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.